www.maxheat.com. ProFlowRadio.com.
Tavares Day, San Jose, and the champ. Always listen to the Pro Flow for Show Show with Mad Max.
Ladies and gentlemen, your DJ for tonight has spent hours setting up his lights. He's spent ages performing sound checks, and he's refrained from touching the buffet. Yet, he's keeping reasonably sober and is prepared to play just about anything you care to ask for. Get ready for a very special night and party celebration.
My name is Mad Max, and I approve this message.
No guard dogs on duty on Lover.com. LUVER.com.
Pro Flow for Show Show. Wireless phone interview feature presentation.
Pro Flow for Show Show. Pro Flow for Show Show. Pro Flow for Show Show.
Check this out.
What's up, Mad Max? It's your boy Tavares Days repping the Camp Music Group, and you know I always gotta tune in to the Pro Flow for Show Show.
Listen up.
Got it. Yo, Max, what's happening?
Not much, man. I appreciate you giving me some time today, bro. I'm glad I got the chance to do this with you, because I've known you for a long time, and
that's right.
You've been looking out for me, so I want to definitely do the same.
All right.
But anyhow, it's pretty simple, man. Let me just ask you a bunch of questions, try to get as much information I can out of you. So I'm talking with Tavares Days, man, out of San Jose, right?
That's right. San Jose, California, man.
Born and raised?
Born in Daly City, California. But San Jose is my hometown. Been there all my life, and I just been blessed with opportunities to do all the great things I've done in my career over the last several years. So it's really been home, and, you know, it's been my foundation of everything that I've created and everything that I'm due to create.
Definitely. Now, even pursuing your dreams for a while, I remember when I first met you, I was reading your bio, and it was mentioning an experience that you had with MTV in the past.
That's right, yeah. It was I was on MTV's TRL Wanna Be a VJ 3 show back in 2001.
Okay.
And I placed third overall out of 5,000 contestants.
Wow.
And yeah, it was just amazing. I actually went to San Francisco. That's where they held the competition at. And in fact, that day, I'll give you the short of the story. That day, I decided to play hooky from work because Aaliyah was performing there. And it was Fort Mason in San Francisco, California.
Okay.
So that was my whole reason for going there. I actually didn't know that they were doing a casting call. I had no idea. So a gentleman by the name of Shadow Holden, he is still a casting director for MTV. It was a cold reading. A cold reading is basically where they, you know, they give you the script to read and you just read it on camera. Shadow liked my work, and he put me through to the second round, and the second round became the third round, and then the third round became the final round. And before I knew Carson Daly and Dave Holmes, at the time they were both MTV VJs for about 10 years. And they announced the male and female winner to represent the West Coast. And I was the male representative for the West Coast.
You are now tuned into the Pro Flow for Show Show, internationally syndicated, Act Like You Know, with your host, Mr. Mad Max. Pro Flow for Show, www.maxheat.com.
And the second round became the third round, and then the third round became the final round. And before I knew Carson Daly and Dave Holmes, at the time they were both MTV VJs for about 10 years. And they announced the male and female winner to represent the West Coast. And I was the male representative for the West Coast.
At that point, were you interested in like doing music? Because I know you're doing a lot of music right now, and you also got a lot of other business interests from what I've been told. Was that started before or after that particular experience?
In fact, my first album, Same Days, Different Time, had just dropped. And so it was a real crazy time in my life. I had recorded that album in about a 7-month period, and that whole experience happened with MTV. So I'm going to New York upon having a completed album. But, you know, a lot of people don't know that there's a lot of red tape in the industry. And so I was not able to promote my album in New York, because my business in New York was on a separate page. In other words, I was MTV, and MTV felt that since they didn't have a hand in the album, that I wasn't going to be able to promote my album with MTV in my experience. You feel me? So that was my first glimpse looking at the industry, like, wow, you know, a lot of red tape. It is not what people think it is. In New York, for anyone who's ever been there, New York is definitely about New York. I got much love for New York, but I'm gonna tell you something. If you are not breaking bread with New York, do not
get nothing. Wow, that's crazy. You think California is similar, or is it like a different format that way?
California is a different format. However, California, it is. I mean, Los Angeles. Hey, one of my OG partners told me back in the day, you gotta pay to play. So
right, that's California, for sure.
Yeah, California, it's a different format than New York. However, you are going to pay to play in Los Angeles. Nothing is going to be given to you. I've been to Houston. I've done business in New York, Los Angeles. And I'm going to tell you, no one's giving away anything. And I love the South. Like, Houston showed me so much love. I love Houston. And even San
Diego. Yeah.
So, yeah, it's a different format. And it's a different vibe. New York is a way different vibe than the West Coast. And I think it all works together, though. You know, I think it just depends on that individual and what they're looking to accomplish. And if you're doing good business, then you'll get good business. If you're doing dirt, you're going to get dirt.
That's what's up, man. That's good advice for people listening, a lot of artists that are upcoming and just trying to get some vantage point, you know, maybe an advantage over what we had when we were coming up. Now, I want the audience to know where exactly they can find you when they do get to hear this. Just want to give them, like, any kind of, like, contact information, like MySpace or .com or anything.
All right. Yeah, they can find Tavares Days on iTunes.com, Rhapsody. Just type in Tavares Days. You can also go to MySpace.com/Camp Music Group. You can also go to ReverbNation.com/Tavares Days. That's a new website I just became affiliated with. And there they can find over 75 songs that I recorded. And I can proudly say that more than half of them have been unreleased.
Millennium Music Mission.
In my personal archive, I'll say right now, Max, in my personal archive, and to all of the independent artists listening out there, I have in my personal archive solo songs, over 200 songs. I record about five songs a week. I have my own studio. And I'm going to tell any artists out there, any artists out there, man, you know, you must go hard on your work. You know, it's not about creating just that one hit. I believe in making songs for not only my fans, but I believe in making songs for, like, the females, the males, the D-boys, the party people, the club goers. You know what I'm saying?
Definitely.
Ride music. You know, I make songs for dudes and girls who just want to ride to music, you know? So that's how I've been able to come up with such a great catalog. And in fact, just recently I did a 90-song distribution deal, digital distribution deal with Clear Channel. So
that's nice.
Also you can go to any Clear Channel-owned radio station, go to their website across the nation, and type in Tavares Days, and they have over 90 songs in their archive. From me, and a lot of them,
that's great.
Have been unreleased. So I enjoy giving people exclusive pieces of my work, because I truly feel like that's where the real value is. And I mean, you know, we all want what the next person doesn't have. You see what I'm saying?
True.
So
very true.
And also, I just recently casted for a movie called Diamond. It's an independent film. It's going to be hosted at the Cannes Film Festival and Sundance Film Festival and Urban AZ Films. Big shout to my dude Akil Williams at AlexisFilms.com. I actually play, my character's name is Don, and the movie is about two friends who were separated by childhood, which are reunited over a diamond heist. So look for that. I'm filming that all out in Phoenix, Arizona.
That's great, man. That sounds like you're doing a lot of good things. You're taking advantage of the opportunity that's out there. A lot of people that are growing up in different areas that may not be as dedicated to entertainment as California would be. What advice would you give those individuals in order to overcome that kind of obstacle?
I would say create your own opportunity. People will help you as long as you're helping yourself. And I would also say do your best to be self-sufficient and efficient. In other words, instead of going out and paying $25, $35 an hour for a studio session, save up your money. create and build your own studio. That was something that I did with my first investment. I got a $30,000 investment with no business plan simply because the people that I affiliated myself with, they believed in me and they saw my vision. You know what I'm saying? It wasn't
right.
about me talking about it. I actually was putting in the work. So Michael Smythe of Smythe European Motors, Mr. Lewis, they got with me and they cut me a check for $30,000. And the first thing I did was I went and bought a studio. Straight up.
Definitely.
Straight
That's
up.
A good investment then for on. Sure.
Mad
Joe, Joe,
platinum wax,
so blow, hit him with that bro flow. Rocks, you know that the beat stop dropped on my top. Beat sneakers when I drop 6 feet as solid as a rock. Whoa, close him down cause he plays fire. Raps like Matrix, on know the code in my cypher on the Rizzio. Ain't nobody banging like this here. Watch with Rips, man, we live on the switch, yeah.
M3,
what I call my home. Mad Max in the house, if it's on, it's on. React slow, contact, bring him back from low. Mr. Max Horse, they force mismatch.
They got with me and they cut me a check for $30,000. And the first thing I did was I went and bought a studio. Straight up.
Definitely.
Straight
That's
up.
A good investment then for
on.
Sure.
You know, and I've always felt like I've been on my best investment. So to anybody out there who's looking to overcome any obstacles in this music game, because let's not kid ourselves, this is the music business and it is the business of music, okay? This
Definitely.
Isn't French. This isn't homeboy shipment, you know, this is where, you know, it's a grind out there. And I've had the honor to work with a lot of artists. And, I, you know, because of MTV, that put me in contact with a lot of great people. And since then, I've also been able to do the red carpet hosting for the BET Awards every year. I'm going back again this year. And so I say all that to say this. Create a good network. Create an effective network. Don't just get with people who have contacts. You got to figure out a way to access and utilize those contacts. You know, we all got a homeboy or a homegirl who got the hook up with this person or that person. Now, that's all cool and dandy. But at the end of the day, what you do defines you. So you got to make sure that you maximize your day to the fullest potential. To the fullest potential. Because like I said, I've been doing this since 2000. And according to the industry, I hear the average artist breaks in 11 years. Yeah, no one's just going to blow up overnight. I mean, I used to crack a joke with my boys and say, you know what? The days of getting discovered in a mall are over. Because, you know, Jermaine Dupri found Criss Cross in a mall in Atlanta.
Right. Yeah, that's like a dream come true nowadays. But
you know what I'm saying?
Music mission. We have the technology.
Yeah.
For real, man. That's crazy.
So. One more thing to add to that, Max. With technology, we now have, I mean, let's be honest, technology is like the best thing going for any independent artist. The MySpaces, the Reverb Nations, the Facebooks, Twitter. There are so many musician-friendly websites out there. Use them. Use them. Because they're free. You know what I'm saying? So I urge each and every person to use them. I have 9 MySpace pages. 9. They all cross with each other. So use them.
Right.
But at the same time, you have to build yourself an EPK or media kit. Get your bio. Get your portfolio. I mean, really present your package the way that you want to be seen in the industry. Okay, there's so many resources. You got, I mean, there's all kinds of print shops out there. And if you got a friend who's good with graphics, use that person. Break them off a little something. Give them 20, 30, 40, 50 bucks. You know what I'm saying? Take them out to dinner or something. I always
right.
and paying for my work. It wasn't so much that I was like, you know, oh, I got to pay $1,000 to get some like digital artwork done. No,
right.
It was a true friend who's trying to do the same thing that you're doing, but they're just trying to blow up on, say, like the digital aspect of things, like the digital design.
Right.
Get with them. Break them off a little something. Create a team like that. I see a lot of people kind of overlook that. They think they got to go big and spend 20, 30, 40, 50 G's on, like, you know, 1,000 CDs and T-shirts and posters and flyers. And nah, bruh. You got to utilize your network to the best of your ability, but you got to take care of your network.
Real.
I believe if you take care of your network will take care of you.
Melvin, Osnar, say your name.
Mad Max.
Mad Max. Mad Max. I love Pro Flow Radio. I'm from Akron, Ohio. From Akron, Ohio. Hilltop, cousin in the house.
That's crazy. So are you still doing a radio show?
I am. 90.5 KSJS FM in San Jose, California. It's Northern California's largest college radio station. And in fact, I came out to Phoenix, Arizona, and I got with Power 98.3 as well. They welcomed me with open arms. And still doing radio, still doing television correspondence, work with BET. So it's been quite the career run. And by any means, you know, for those out there listening, I'm not balling, but guess what? I am living my life, okay? I'm living my life, and I'm having a lot of fun doing it, and I'm good. I'm not broke either, though. I'm not broke.
Definitely, man. It don't sound like it. It sounds like you got things going on, like you definitely know the direction that you need to move, which, of course, is forward and, you know, getting closer to your goal, towards your goal. It sounds like you've already accomplished the things that people dream of accomplishing, and you've made those connections that you were speaking of, utilize those and put them to work, apply them into your effort and your work ethic. So it looks like it's definitely paying off, man.
We've fed you guys so much music, and I'm gonna tell you, man, it is shows like your shows, I'm telling you, really give us independent artists and entrepreneurs a true shot, and you really allow us to keep going. So I want to thank you from the bottom of my soul, seriously, because, you know, you have so many radio shows going on, and really, that is something that I think the industry needs to see more of and recognize more of. In this business, you really allow us to have hope in our dreams and our goals. I think anyone and everyone, because I've actually gone to your website a few times, and I hear all your messages from all over the nation, dog.
Great, okay? Great. I'm glad
you got
to hear
people
it.
Showing you love from all over, and I think that is so, 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 so hot. You know what I'm saying? So my hat is off to you,
bro. Because,
you know, when you had a song back in the day, and in fact, I kept all the chart listings. I got all of them.
I remember you telling me that.
I just think it's real cool. You know what I'm saying? I really think that the industry on a major level should definitely recognize gentlemen like yourself and entities like yours. They should recognize them more so, because you guys truly are, to me, like the forefront and like the ground swelling. You know, it goes back to the old school days when you wanted to throw a jumping party. What'd you do? You printed up flyers, you got them to your boys, you got with your boys who were DJs, and they put the word out. And that is exactly what you're doing, but you're only doing it, but you're doing it on the internet. But it's the same effect.
That's great.
See what I'm saying? So,
yes, yeah, man,
anything
great.
You got my support 1,000%, baby. So whatever you want to do, I'm with you on anything. Whatever you want me to do,
great.
Because I appreciate your support. It's been ongoing, and it's been unprecedented. Seriously.
Nothing but fire, pure fire, for real. Max Heat in the area.
That's what's up, man. I really appreciate it. You know, motivation to get some more work done tonight, for sure.
Yo, man, you've been a true inspiration, brother. Like, seriously, man. Big shout out to Ohio, no doubt about it, man.
Ah, definitely.
In the building, baby, Max Heat. It's all good. I've been doing online collabos now for like the last 3 years, man. I got dudes sending me music from MySpace, from Reverb Nation, from Facebook.
Send me anything you want, man. Send me any track
you
want.
Yeah, I will, man. I will. Dude, you can go to any Clear Channel owned radio station, type in Tavares Days. They have over 90 songs, some release, many of them unreleased. Go to ReverbNation.com/Tavares Days again. And just there on that page alone, there's over 75 songs just on that page alone. And then, of course, MySpace.com/CampMusicGroup. And you look on my top friends, and all of my other 8 pages are on that page, which will get you to brand new music that is not even released. Like I said, I release music exclusively for online listeners, and then I release music that is a part of the album. Yeah, I'm actually on my my 6th studio album right now, called it's titled I Am Power.
All right, bro. So just let me get some things done. I'll be hitting you up this weekend before it's over with.
All right, brother, you got it, Maxie. Thank you for your time.
No doubt. No doubt, bro.
One love, man.
All right, you have a good night, man.
You too, baby. Thank you very much. All right.
If you or anyone else you know would like to have their poetry, music featured on the Pro Flow for Show Show, hosted by Mr. Mad Max, check us out, www.maxheat.com. Don't be left out. Don't be the last to know. Spread the word.
is real simple. ProFlowRadio.com. Pro as in professional. Flow as in the way you move. Radio as in audio entertainment without pictures. ProFlowRadio.com.
Covering the world.
Radio Freedom.
Millennium Music Mission.
We have the technology.
Yeah.